Ramban, Yudalit Amadalit. But I just like to skim over a little on that Yudgimel Amid Bey, again, Shitas Rashi, Vachamir, we see a Merdik in Mahalach in Rashi as the Sugya progresses. So we'll just skip a little, just to understand how Rashi is Mavaya, the Machlekes of Rabchit and Rabbeloza. So let us just see that Yudgimel Amid Bey, Omar Rabchizde, Omar Avimi, Chotov Hashutvin, Chayubo Alashem Balarego. So Rabchizde said, Chotov Hashutvin is Chayubo Alashem Balarego. Zot Rashi, Chotov Hashutvin Chayubo Hakotu Alashem Balarego. Im Ochlo Behemtoi Shalzeh, Peireisov Shalzeh, Peidolso Alkeilov Chayev. The Besada Acher Perinam Bey. So now Bachme Rashi is saying, and even though it's a Chotzer HaShutfin, and each Shutfin has a right to keep his status in this Chotzer, so the Mazik and the Nizik both have a right to keep their Peiret. So why is it called Sedei Acher? That's no problem. Besada Acher Kerinim Bey. Lemaise, the Peiret that were eaten from a person who kept his Peiret and his Sedei. You have Reuven and Shimon, both of them are Shutfin. So Shimon's Peiret were eaten in a sadeh that belongs to Shimon. That would belong to Reuven also. It's not Megareya, but this is the Shutfim in the sadeh. So Shimon's peiret were eaten in Shimon's sadeh. The besada acher kerinim bey. B'loi havi kirshus orat. And now Rashi is saying another nekudah. We have a tool of Rishus HaRabim. And Rishus HaRabim could be his potter because since there's a Rishus for others to bring the behemoth there, so here there's a din, if you want to bring your payers in the Rishus HaRabim, you have to take care of them. Don't leave your payers in the Rishus HaRabim and then come with a tiny, he ate my peiret, since he has the shoes to bring his behemoths into the shoes of Rabbi. The shmira of your peiret is not mutal on the bala behemoth, it's mutal on you. So therefore, Rashi wants to be ma'ira a second of it. V'loi havi kirshus Rabbi. And it could be, we'll see Rashi mentions this further later, why isn't it a Rishus HaRabim? And Rashi seems to be saying, we are speaking about that it's a Chotzer HaShutfin, that the Shutfis Lepeiret and the Shutfis Lebehemis, they both of them use this Chotzer to keep their behemoth, they keep their Peiret there, and both of them are permitted to bring their behemoth there. So Rashi is saying, so why don't we have the tool of Rishus HaRabim? Well, I have a Rishus HaRabim, and that's the reason is, because Rishus HaRabim, everyone has Rishus to bring their behemoth. So then the halacha is, the Baal HaPeiret is mechuyev to watch his peiret. He can't be makel on the world to watch their behemoth. You have to watch your peiret. But if not everyone has Rishus to bring the behemoth, only your shutfin. Let him watch his behemoth. So you don't have, so it's called Sedei Acher, and it's not called Rishus HaRabim. And then Rashi Firzois, on this Rashi, Ukamash Melon, the Lav Kirshus HaRabim Domi. it's not considered a Rishus HaRabim, and that L'Chayra means, even though the Shutter has a right to bring his Behemoth, but that does not pater him from watching his Behemoth. A Rishus HaRabim, that's a mocking L'Hiloch HaRabim, where the Rabim are not mechuyev to watch their Behemoth. But if it's not a mokim a rabbin, your shutev has the right to bring his behemoth, let him watch his behemoth. So, Dach Chachmir, Rav Chisda is telling us two chidushim. Number one, B'chtei Acher Kerinim Bey, even though the Chofer is not miyuchid to the Nizik, it's miyuchid to the Mazik and the Nizik, it's considered stayata. This is the mokim where the payas are. And then Rav Chisda said a second chiddush, that even though the shutev has a right to bring it to Eime, but this does not fall into the category of Rishus HaRabim. Now let us, that is shitas Rav Chisda. Rav Alonso says, and that's the next Rashi, Rishus Anizik Bahamazik Nami Potter B'Shem V'Regel Koma. And what is the reason of Rav Alonso? The Be'inan Ubir B'Seyacha. So it seems Rav Alonso doesn't need to say it's a Rishus HaRabim. This is not necessary. It's not called Seyacha, finished. It's not your field, it's our field. The Mazik is also right to bring his Peiris there. So it's not called Tayach. So this is what it would seem that Rashi is telling us on that Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Rav Chisda holds that he has, in order to be Mechayev, he has to make sure that it's considered Tayach, even though both have Rishus to bring their Peiris there. And it's not called a Rishus HaRabim, even though both can bring their behemoth. And Rav Alazar says, it's not even a stayacha, because since both can bring their payas, it's not called a stayacha. Fine. Now let us go to Daf Yudalit Amadalit, and now we'll learn the sugya Keseida. Eini, this is around 8 lines from the top. Eini. Now we're going back to the machlokes of Rav Alazar and Rav Chisda. V'otoni Rav Yosef, chotzer ha-shutfim ba-pundik, chayev behem al-ashen ba-regu, chotzer ha-shutfim yechayev. Yuchte de Rav Alazar. So let us see Rashi. Eini v'otoni Rav Yosef, ad Rav Alazar poro, here we're asking Akash Rav Alazar. Ba-pundik ba-yis godu, shirgilim oichim, ba-sanoim lolum boi, vim hizik ze ze chayev ha-shein v'regu. Yechayev. Now Rashi explains the two chidushim which we had mentioned before. This Tani Rabbi Yosef is a raya to Rav Chisda, Akash and Rav Alazar. So Rashi explains, v'lai havi kirshus ha-rabim. So it seems this Gemara learned now that this pundik was a place for the behemoth of all the people who lived in the pundik to bring their behemoth. So the mazik has rishus to bring his behemoth. V'loi havi kirshus harabim dahoyul v'einei miyuchid livnei rishus harabim. Since everyone cannot bring their behemoth, a place that everyone could bring their behemoth. So then there's a din. Listen, you can't expect from everyone to watch your payas. You have to watch your payas. But here, it's only miyuchid to those who hired the rights to be in the pundik. So that doesn't make it a rishus harabim. You're coming into a pundik, you watch your behemoth. Le'havi kirshus harabim dehoyel v'ini miyuchid livnei lishus harabim. Eloloyis and hadolim boy. So that doesn't make it a rishus harabim. There's only yechidim who can bring their behemoth. These yechidim, watch your behemoth. Don't tell the Bala Peiris to watch his behemoth. You watch your behemoth. That's Lagavi, the Pturishus HaRabim, there's no Pturishus HaRabim. Rashi says the second Nakuda, which Rashi mentioned first in Rashi, is that it's called Sdeyacha. Sherei Dei Tchira Sem Dorim Shom. It's called his Mokay, even though theoretically it belongs to the Balapundik, but Tchiris L'yayme Memke, so it's considered it's mine to hold Peiris. So we see from this Baraisa, the two Yesoidis, and Rashi puts it down black and white, the two Yesoidis, as Matchizdeh said, it's not called a Rishus Arabim, and it's called a Sayach, even though the Masik also has Rishus to bring his Peiris there. This says the Baraisa of Rav Yosef, Tiyukte de Rabbalos, Pasakash and Rabbalos. So Rabbi Lozo, the way we're going down the Gemara, it is Bere, you're 100% right, this Bereise is not like me, this Bereise is a stira to me, although Masnitha and me like Ligid is not another Bereise that holds like me, you're slugging me out from this Bereise, I'll bring you another Bereise that holds like me. Bosanya, we learned in that Baraisa, Abo Klolo Isoya Rab Shimon ben Elozo Oime ben Ezokim. Rab Shimon ben Elozo said four halachas, the Gabi Hilchis Nezokim. Halacha number one, Kol Shohu Rishus Lenizik Veloy Lamazik, a Rishus that Meyuchid Lenizik Veloy Lamazik, Chayev Bakel, and we'll see this means that Yechayev change the regel, that's a beer bisayacha. And you also have Kevin Nezik Sholin, Chayev Bakel to pay for the whole Nezik. And this is going according to Rav Tarfon, and the Rav Tarfon holds Kevin Tam Bechotzer Anizik paid Nezik Sholin. Chotzer Anizik, Yechayev change the regel, Yechayev Kevin Tam to pay Nezik Sholin. Halacha number one. Halacha number two, Limazik Veloy Lenizik. If the Nizik came into the Chotzer HaMazik, it's Potter Mikol. Your behemoth came in, you brought in your Peiris. So Potter Mikol, the Mazik is Potter. Tulcha Bishusi, my boy, you come into my property, and then you're complaining, Nachoichet Betsu, my share was Mazik, your share. But right, you have to come into my property. So Memela, Potter Mikol. Now, this is Hanegei Alonu, which Rabbi Loz is bringing a raya. Lozeh veloze, kigoyin chotzer hashukvim vahabike, potter bo al hashem v'al haregu, you potter an shem v'regu, v'al hanegiche, v'al hanegife, v'al haneshiche, v'al harevite, v'al habite, ta mishalem chatzi nezek, mud mishalem nezek shalem. Now, let us see Rashi. Look Rashi as I say. It is better, the masnise loy pligi, the leke bereise de koi kevosi, posanye dalet klovet, chayiv bakel, lakaman meforish, shafilu keren tamo, mishalem nezek sholem, oil benichnas lorishusoy veiziko, Keren Tam that Nichnas Leshus HaNizik, Keren Tam pays Nezik Sholem. Potter Mikol, Leshus HaMazik, whatever the Mazik does is Potter, to Omalei, Tuche Bereshusi, my boy, what right do you have to come into my Reshus? I'm a chuyif to watch. My behemoth shouldn't be Mazik. Your property that comes into my Reshus? Now let's chotzer hashukvim. So it says here two halachas. It says yechayev yepotel and shein beregu, yechayev chatzi nezek and keren. So Rashi says, now Rashi again, to lekerin and bei besoda acher, the mashmesh a miyuchid lenezek. So again, when we're talking Rabbi Lozo, Rabbi Loza held, so the acha means it's meyuchad lenizik. If two people have a right to keep their peiris there, that's not called so the acha. So it's pata chamber regal. Don't have to talk about the shusaram. It's potter and shame the regel because it's not Tayacha. And that's what Rashi said before in Rabbi Lezer, potter be shame the regel to be a bit Tayacha. It's potter. This alone is sufficient. It belongs to two people, that's not called Tayacha. That's Rabbi Lezer's right. Now Rashi says further. Now it says that he's chayiv on keren chatzi mezek. Now, so Rashi says, avol. Yesterday we didn't understand the avol. Avol ala negiche, ala negife, ba neshiche, ba rabit, rabitu shem til doisov shel keren tam, mishalem chatzi mezek, v'chishus horabimu sherei lishneyem, Rishus boy. Now Rashi is saying as follows. That's what it's called today, that's what it's not called Steyacha. Now what it's not called Steyacha is that a meyuchad kedin in Shein Veregel. Shein Veregel, you need that the hezek occurred in the Rishus that was meyuchad to the nizik. If it's miyuchet to someone else, also to the mazik, it's not called stayach. That's a miyuchet that didn't change the regel. But now let us talk about the halacha of keren tam b'chotzer hanizik. If I would not have a right to bring my shirt in, it's miyuchet lepedet. I have no right to bring in my shirt. So then lechayre keren should be mechayiv nezik shalom. So it's not called Steyachel, because there's two Bailim. The Mazik also has a Bailim. But if I have no right whatsoever to bring in my shirt, I should be Mechayim Nezik Sholem. That's it is Rav Tarfin, Mishunet, Keren, Bechotzer, and Nizik. That means the Lomdus of Chotzer, if you have no right to bring in your behemoth, I have right to keep payers there, but I have no right whatsoever to bring in my behemoth, so I should be Chayiv Nezik Sholem. So Rashi, Avol, he says, Avol, by Keren, even though, but it's not called Steyache, but Lechayde Keren should be Chayiv. No, Chotzer Ashutu means he had a right to bring the payers in also. The behemoth also. So since they had a right to bring in the behemoth, so that's not called the Chotaranizik. That's like Rishus Harabim. The whole time of the difference, according to Rav Tarfin, between a Rishus Harabim and the Chotaranizik is, in the Rishus Harabim, we have right to go. We have right to take behemoths in the Rishus HaRabim. Everyone is entitled. If my shirt is mazik, I have to pay for it. But I have a right to do it. Today you pay chatzi nezik if it's at time. But your shirt to go into someone else's Rishus, I'm sorry. You have no right to, let him into that Rishus. That's why you pay nezik shalom. According to Rav Tarfin. So here, In this third bove, it says two halachas. It said it's potter from Shein Veregel. That's Hashem, because it's not called Steyacha, because the Mazik also has Rishus to keep his payers there. Avol, he has to give a new reason. Not, he has to give a new reason why you pay Chatzi Nezik. You know why you pay Chatzi Nezik? Because Chotzer Ashutav is inclusive. Chotzer Ashutav means he can bring his behemoths there also. He can bring his behemoths there also. So the minute he can bring the behemoths, the chotzer shutim, for payers and for behemoths, so memeu that is, why keren pays chatzi nezik? So that is the lashon of Rashi. So Rashi takes each halacha and gives a reason for each halacha. Alashem v'aregel is potter, v'klina bebis v'yacha, v'mash v'shem v'yuchad l'nizik. Avol, the reason why you pay chatzi nezik is not because it's not called payah. Aber an der Gier, der Tam ist am Chati Nezik, der Rishus Arabim, Shrei Shneim, Rishus Ba. Let's go further. That's the third Bove of this Barais. Bove number four, Loi Loze, V'loi Loze. What if you have a Chotzer that is not Miyuchad L'Shneim, Kigoyin Chotzer She'ena Shal Shneim, Chayiv al Hashem, al Regel, al Negicha, al Neshicha, al Negicha, al Rabita,
Tam mishalem chatzi nezek, mud mishalem nezek shalom. Zot Rashi. Now what is this fourth bobe? Loi loze veloi loze, mefogish lekamei, de'einoi shel shneim, not like case number three, loze veloze, which means it was a chotzer shel shneim, l'gabi peiris, no, loi loze veloi loze, mefogish lekamei, de'einoi shel shneim, l'gabi peiris, ela shel echod mehem, shel nizik, it belongs to the nizik. Chayiv bo al hashem v'al haregel nezik sholem. So here, taki yechayim nezik sholem, because it's miyuchid. It's not a chotza ashutim leperis, it's a chotza one of them leperis. V'al hanegize v'lekamei porer otoni reishet v'chotza ranizik afilu keren tamme mishalem nezik sholem. So if it's chad lepeiris, so why does Keren pay chatzi nezik? It should pay nezik sholem. Because all we're saying is loyla zevelu zet chad lepeiris. Period. So if it's chad lepeiris, so memela and it's no one's lishvarim, so you should be mechayiv nezik sholem and keren tam. The gemara can ask this kasha later. Now the Gemara says, Ketoni Miyas, fine, we just mentioned four cases. Ketoni Miyas, the third case. Poto Ashutvim Vabike, Poto Bo Al Hashem Val Haregel, Vahainu Kerabolozo. So that means when we stop now, so Rabolozo said as follows, that is 100% true. You have a Barai said that holds Meirat the Kechidusha. That holds a chotzer ha-shutfim, the shutfim in Peiris, the shutfim in Behemis, you also pay nezik sholem. No, I agree with you. But there's another baraisa that says like me. There's a baraisa that says the minute it's a chotzer ha-shutfim, le Peiris, nakol teyachem. So, memela, you have your baraisa, I have my baraisa, shalom al Yisrael. So if we stop here, that this is here. Rabbi Lozo says, I have a Tana Dechbosi, you have a Tana Dechbosi also. No problem. But I'm not Isber anymore. Fine. That's the end of Rabbi Lozo's statement, and it's time for the Kash. Now, the Gemara, Kashian Ahadodi. The Kaporich Talmude, Kashian Ahadodi. The Gemara did not have. Here we have two Bali Machlekes, and we have Rav Chisda and Rabbalozo. Rabbalozo said, this Barais is like Rav Chisda, this Barais is like me, and there's a Machlekes and Barais. Kaporich Talmud Kashin Adodi. This Mahalach that Rabbalozo gave, the Machlekes and Barais, if it's called Tayach, if it's not called Tayach, the Gemara didn't want to buy this. They have Machlekes and Barais. No. So the Gemara is asking, we have to understand these two Baraises, Oysa Shalom B'mroim, of the both Baraises, not the way Rabbi Loza was said. Tashin Adodi, so the Shas asks for seeing these two Baraises. So the Baraises says as follows, Kisan Yehi, Bechotzo miyachedes lozer lozer bein leperes bein leshvorim. Aide Rav Yosef bechotzo miyachedes leperes beino miyachedes leshvorim. The Gabi Shein havi lo chotzo hanizik. Now the Gemara is answering as follows. Remisen the way the Gemara is miyashiv the baraisis, we're not saying like both of them. The Gemara is saying now, Anu Mahalach, I'll make up sure in these two Baraises. There's no Machlokes in the Baraises, and both of you are wrong. Now, so the Gemara explains like this. The Baraise that said, that Chotzer HaShutfim, is Poter HaNshem V'Regel, is speaking about Tzmiyuchid L'Peiris HaLishvorim. Not the way Rabbi Loza said, you're Poter HaNshem V'Regel, because it's Tzmiyuchid L'Peiris HaShutfim L'Peiris. No, no, no. Shutum Lepedis is nothing. tzukol bia b'steyacha. You know why you're potter and shaver regel? Because they miyuchad l'shvorem. It's a potter l'shvorem also. So, and it's a p'tur of Rishus Arabim over there. That's a p'tur, not the way Rabbi Lozer said. And that's the way we said before in Rabbi Yosef, it's not called Rishus Arabim because only the Dorim can bring their behemoth, not the Bnei Rishus Arabim. We disagree with both of you. We're going to be miyashem these baraises, and we have a new mahalach. We have a new mahalach. If they should from lishvorim, that gives it a din of rishus harabim. So memele, if you can bring behemoths in, then don't have any tightness. That if I have a right to bring babies, you watch your payers. This is similar to rishus harabim. So that's the baraisa that's potter. The Avyoises Barais is speaking about they couldn't bring their behemoths there. They only had the right to bring the payers. So a chotzel, a shutzel, a payers, that's called steyacher. There Rabbi Loz is wrong. There Rabbi Yosef is right. The Rabbi Chizkiah is right. That's called steyacher. So the Gemara is by belking oiser shalom bim reimov between these two Barais, we're coming to a different mahalach. That miyuchad l'shvarim gives it a din of rishus harabim. Miyuchad l'peiris, the shittum l'peiris, it's called bia b'steyacha. Not like both of them. Let's see what Rashi says. Tanya, ahi the potter, the beraisa, it says the potter, b'chotzam yuchedis, lo zeh, l'peiris l'shvarim. Tavle chotzer ashutum v'gabi shein v'gabi keren. Yes, she says, yes. Hilkach b'shein poter? Rashi says, why? Kishus harabim. It's good stay acher. But it is a p'tura v'shus harabim. U'b'keren tamo, chatzinez v'shus harabim mishalim. The third halacha, the key is v'shus harabim. Since it's miyuchid l'shvorim, it's v'shus harabim. So Rishus Harabim, so Memele is posa b'shem v'regel, and Chayiv Chatzinezek b'ta. Ude Rav Yosef, b'chotzer ha-miyuchedes, l'peiris, da'avi chotzer ha-nizik, that's called chotzer ha-nizik, it's called steyacha. Even though they're shutzim to keep the peiris there, that's called steyacha. Shaloyeloy la'achnisham shvorim, tak it's called steyacha. And he had no right to bring in the Shvorim. So the Gemara is coming out with a new Mahalach. The criteria is, if it's Meyuchad L'Peiris L'Shnayim, that's called Steyacha. The pointer is Meyuchad L'Shnayim L'Shvorim. So if it's Meyuchad L'Shvorim, that's called Rishus Harabim. Now Meyuchad L'Shnayim L'Shvorim, none of them are right to bring the Shvorim. So then it's called Chotzer HaNizik. So this is the Gemara till now. So we see the way Rashi was Mavaya the Gemara. It's beautiful. I mean, there was one Mahalach in Rav Chisda, one Mahalach in Rabbi Lozer, and then the first Mahalach was, so Rav Chisda has one Tana like him, and Rabbi Lozer has another Tana like him. And then the Gemara says, we'll tell you not like both of you. We have a third Mahalach. We won't make any Machlokes in. And if we'll make shalom between the both baraises, so we have new guidelines. The p'tur of shem v'regel is rishus harabim, and it, what makes it a rishus harabim? You could lishneim lishvorim. Period. Now the Gemara says, I'll prove to you that that's pshat. Deikinami, diktani hoche dumye depundik. Now these two baraises, they both speak about Chotzer HaShutfim, Chotzer HaShutfim v'hapundik. The Baraisa of Rav Shimon ben Elozer, there it says, Lezev Lezev, Chotzer HaShutfim v'habiko. It's very modern. Both are speaking about Chotzer HaShutfim, but that each one gives another marshal. Rav Yosef's Baraisa gives a marshal of a pundik, And Rav Shimon Belozer's Braise gives a marshal of a biko. So Memele, that's the key. Economic diktoni hoche dumye de pundik, oktoni hosam dumye de biko shmamino. That's the guy I'm right, not the way they were learning before. And what does Rashi say? Look, Rashi. Pundik ein miyuchid l'shvorim. A pundik, one doesn't bring shvorim in a pundik, in a hotel. V'sheshom muneches pagamatye shel seichem. The outside area, it's used to store the pagamatye. Ve'einam enichim likoni shom shvorim. Shlo yidrasu v'yitanfu kleim. Shvorim are not permitted. These people, there are business people that have shvorim, and then they come to the pundik. And so in that area, there's no permission whatsoever to bring behemoths there. Stam pike roim sham shvorim. A pike is a value. There they roye shvorim. So memele, so my pshat is a right pshat. Fine. Zok de gemore weiter. Maskif lo rabbi zeir. So now we have here a new mahalach, new guidelines we have. Miyuchid lepeches is estayache. Miyuchid lebehemes is shusarabim. Maskif lo rabzeire. So rabzeire estakashe. Kivin de miyuchedes lepeches obinon obir bestayache felek. So now rabzeire asked on this whole yesod that you said. He wishes to disagree, and this in Yesod was what Rabbi Loza, Rashi brought down from Rabbi Loza the whole time. Stay Acher is called if it belongs to the Nizik. If the Nizik and Mazik have a right to keep their payers there, that's not called Stay Acher. It's not his Sodah, it's our Sodah. So why is it called Stay Acher? And this was what Rabbi Loza was. So Rabbi, Zeir is the kasha. Doesn't stem. And logic, it doesn't stem. That's a called steyache. It's a called steyache because both have a reshus on ich peyreisa. Yeah. Omar le'abaye. Even the enemy you chedes lishvorim stay acher kerinim bet. So Abaye said a teret, no. That's right. Both of them have rishus to put their peiris. But if no one has rishus to bring their shoirin, so memele, if Reuven shoir eats Shimon's peiris, it's called he went into a sodi that he has no right to go into. Reuven has right to put his peiris there. Oh, but when we're speaking about the shayr was mazik b'shem b'regel, he had no right to bring in his shayr which should eat up Shimon's peiris. So it's like malay moiget that Reuven has a right to bring peiris there. But legabe b'shem b'regel, it's called a steyach, because he had no right to bring in your behemoth. That was Abaye's peiris. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Rab Zeres, binin steyache veleke, shereyesh lemazik reshus bo lahachnis peroiso. So that's not called steyache. Steyache means it's miyuchet to the nizik. And Abaye said, steyache kirinem bei, shrei nichna sheloi bershus, it's called Yoshoya went into Steyach is relative. Legabi Yoshoir, it's called a sadi you have no right to go into. Shreyesh, shaloi b'shus, shaloi b'shus lishvorim. So memele, so we're back where the way the Talmud for him for the two baraisis. We're back with our guidelines. Rab Zeira didn't like it too much. Rab Zeira was talking the way Rabbi Loza was talking, but Abaye answered him. That no, it's ishkefelach, that's called Steyach. Omalei Ravachim midiftel Ravine. Oh, now we just said a mirdik is achovir, and miyashib to bereis is no machlikis, and we may reis a shalom bemoimov. Leimo midemas nise loy pligi, amiroi nami loy pligi. Maybe there's no machlikis. Maybe there is no machlikis between Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Chizde. That means, it could be everyone holds this yesod. It's miyuchad l'shvarim also, that's called Rishus HaRabim. If it's not miyuchad l'shvarim, it's called steyacher. So maybe there's no machloikis. Amalayin, not bad at all. Could be taka like that. Could be there's no machloikis. The way we mavarer now that there's no machloikis in the beraisis, could be there's no machloikis in between Rav Chisda and Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar is speaking about if it's miyuchad l'shvarim, so it's Rishus HaRabim. And Rav Chisda is speaking about that it's not miyuchad l'shvarim, so it's a steyacher. So I had a shtikel ha'ore. So before we had a kasha, yes, the kasha and Rav Elazar, tiyufta de Rav Elazar, omar lecho Rav Elazar, the yes, Rav Elazar ha'kasha. And Rav Elazar said, there's a Tana like me, but from this baraisa he was scared of. Listen, if you tell, you just tell me now, Rav Elazar, you just tell me that there's no machlokes. So let Rav Elazar say this telephone. The Bryce is speaking about the Tzabi Yuchad Lishvon. I'm speaking about Yuchad Lishvon. Rav Elazar, nobody held. So what's Pshat before? So let's look in Rashi. When Rashi said Pshat, and the Kasha, and Rav Elazar, so Rashi said the Gemara learned that it was Miyuchad Lishvon. Rashi learned it's Miyuchad Lishvon. The Gemara had learned us miyuchad l'shvarim. That what the Machshin asked. So when the Machshin asked on Rav Elazar, the Machshin held us miyuchad l'shvarim, and it's still not a Rishus HaRabim, since the Bnei Rishus HaRabim can't go into the Machshin understood, the Bereish is speaking about us miyuchad l'shvarim. So therefore, the way the Machshin understood, the only Shtiktei Rav Elazar could say, I have another Bereis. I have a Bereis like me. He couldn't say anything else. But now that the Gemara was Oysu Sholem Bimroimo, now that Bereis is talking about, it's not Miyuchad L'Shvorim. And Rav Elazar's Bereis is being about Miyuchad L'Shvorim. So then there's no Kash and Chanami. Then there's no Machloikis in the Bereis. There's no Machloikis in the Rav Elazar and Rav Chisda. Then Sholem Al Yisrael. But before, Rashi said, "Klo that the kasha was because it's miyuchad l'shvarim ve'neidaim l'rishus harabim," and that the Gemara was mechadish now nitzasay. That is one mahalach. V'imtim tzalayma pligi, and if you want to say that there is a machlokes, so it could still very well be that the Yisod I said that if it's miyuchad l'shvarim, it has a din of Rishus HaRabim, that could be his adava muskim. But the machloikis will be because the Rabbi Zeire peruki da baye pligi. In the case where it's not miyuchad l'shvarim and it's miyuchad l'peiris, could be that's the machloikis. Rabbi Leza holds it's not called Steyacher, like Rabbi Zeire's kash, and that was Rashi all along. Rabbi Leza, it's not called Steyacher because it's not yours. It's ours. It's ours. So it's not called Steyacher. Rabbi Leza holds like Rabbi Zeire. And Rabbi Chisda holds like Abaye says, no, since you have no right to bring in your Shvarim, so Lagabi the Shvarim, It's called steyacher. What's going on? You can put your peiris there, Reuven, but you can't bring your sheirin. So gabi l'shvarim, it's called steyacher. So in Mele, so it comes out according to the second mal Rashi. In the whole sugya was mentioning that Rav Chisda held it is called steyacher. Rav Elazar said it's not called steyacher. That's true. That's the maskonus ha'gemara. But in the beginning, could be there was more things that they were choylik on. Afilu, if it's miyuchad l'shvarim, there was a machloikis. That's the Gemara wants to say. After we were mevara, there's no machloikis in the beraisis. So now we can have this shayla. In Tim Salem, Pligi, Bekushe, the Abzeire, Look at Abaye Pligi. Yeah. And then Lachaire. I mean, then Rabbi Yosef's Baraisa. Then Rabbi Yosef's Baraisa is a raya to Abaye, and then that will be back where we started from. So then Baita will have to say, I mean, we have Rabbi Yosef's Baraisa that says Yochayev, and it's talking about Chotzer HaShutvim. In the Mekushi, the Rabzeira holds that it says the Rabbi Yosef's Baraisa says Chotzer HaShutvim, Yochayev Anshem Beregel. Yochayev Anshem Beregel. So it's called Chotzer HaShutvim. So Rabbi Yosef's Baraisa is zicher like Abaye. Since it's not Meyuchad Lishvorim, it's called Steyacher. No, so. And Rabbi Loza holds it's not called Steyacher. So then, we're back where we started from. So then Akocher will have to say, so Rabbi Loza will have to say, that the second Baraisa is Chaylik. The Baraisa holds it's not called Steyacher. And that's what Rashi said, Allah Hashem, it's like Karina Baby Steyacher. That's Lachaira. Like Karina Baby Steyacher. Yeah. Fine. Now, before we learn Tosfos, I'd like to just continue the Gemara. Gufe. Now we're going to explain the Machlokes of We're going to explain the barais of Rav Shimon Elozer. Gufe. Abo klolis hoyo Rav Shimon ben Elozer oime. Rav Shimon Elozer said four klolis ben Ezekiel. Kol shohu reshus lenizik v'loy lemazik chayev bakoil. Reshus lenizik yechayev bakoil. Look the Gemara al hakoil loikton. It doesn't say Yechayev for every mazik. Elo Chayev Bakel, Yechayev for everything. Bekulei Nezek. All mazikim Achayev Nezek Shalom. Moni Raptalfani. This is going according to Raptalfan. To Omar Mishune Keren Bechotzer Anizik Nezek Shalom Mishalom. So this price is going according to Raptalfin. Let us just enlighten the Ilum a little bit. Raptalfin made a Kalbochema further. The second page, Raptalfin made a Kalbochema. He said like this. He said, Madoch Shein Beregel is Potobushus Haram. So when the Behemah has Rishus to go, Kapotah. It's Mazik. We have Rishus to go. You watch your things. The Behemah is Potah. But Rishus HaNizik, when it didn't have a right to go, then you pay Nezik Shalom. So we see Shein Veregel, that the Torah Patel, the Baal HaBehemah Rishus HaNizik, he has the right to go. I'm not b'chuyiv to watch what my baby is going to do. You have peiris, you watch your peiris. Oh, but b'shus hanizik, the minute it's trespassing on someone else's property, you pay nezik sholem. So Rav Talfin said, Karen, that b'shus harabim, you pay chatzin nezik, Karen town. I didn't think it's going to happen. No. You have a shoyer, you have to watch your share. It shouldn't be Masik Bekeren. So Afilu Birshus Harab, which we have this plus, I have a Rishus to take my behemoth. I'm not going to imprison my behemoth inside a stole dot. I'm allowed to go on Rishus Harab. But if it's Masik Bekeren, I have to pay Chatzin Nezik in Rishus Harab. So Fadi Gevis Bechotzer HaNizik will pay Nezik Sholom. We see Karen is more chomer than Shein Veregel. Shein Veregel is part of Rishus Harab. He comes with a tainus and says, well, my name is Rishus to walk there, you watch your payers. Finished. I'm innocent. But Karen, you have Chatzin Nezik. Savada Gevis, Karen Tam, Rishus HaNizik, is zicher as chomer as Shein Veregel Rishus HaNizik, and you pay Nezik Shalom. This is Rav Talpin's sheet. Okay. So, and we're saying that the Tana of our Barais, that's the Bechotza, he says that was the first klal. Kol shu rishus lenizik v'loy lamazik, chayev bakel, is chayev to pay for everything. Nezik sholem, bein b'shein v'regel, bein v'keren tamo. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi, chayev ala kol, loiktoni. V'levi mashma ala shein, v'ho regel, ala keren. Chayev for each one of these mazikim. El chayim bakel, the mashma ala keren, aval gav shu tamos ulashmine, the chayim nezik shom. That's a taich bakel. So, abtavani, the omel akamon perikeitzad, mishune keren bachotze hanizik, nezik sholem mishalem. Now, it's a very modern lotion, mishune keren. So Rashi says, Keren Tamo, a Keren that's Tam B'chol Til Deiser, Kori Mishune. This is called, it's a Mishune Dikizach that happened, Hoyel Veshinu Es Veston Shloi Hoyo Dalkon Lekach. So Rashi says, Keren Tamo is called Mishune. This is not the nature of a Sheir to be Mazik. He's going against his grain. He's going against his nature. That's Keren Tam is called, this is something that's not Ulchay to do. It's not expected that he should do such a thing. So Keren Tam is called Amishunadike Keren. After three times, so the Rambam says the Loshon, Hugel Bishinuyev. He became angevoint, a rogel to be a Mishunadike. He's not called Mishunadike anymore. That's his tevah, that's his tchun already. If three times he did it, I see that this shayr is a ragel. That became his tchun. But the first three times was called mishune keren. This hezek was called something which is against his grain, against his tchun. This is not ulchei shleihoye dalkan lekach. So therefore, but Talpin said, you pay nezek shalom b'chotzonis. Fine. Ema Seifer. So fine, so now we know the first Bobe is going according to Rabtah. Ema Seifer. Loi loze, v'loi loze. The last Bobe. Kigoin, chotzo she'eino sholshneim. Doesn't belong to both of them. Chaye v'ala shein, v'ala regel. And you pay chatzi nezik on keren. My loyla the beloyla said. Now this is a very unclear lotion. It's loyla the beloyla said. Hilema loyla the beloyla said klal doesn't belong to any of these two. It belongs to a third person. Ella da acha, for beinon ubir bistei acha beleka. So the Gemara says, Bistayacha, the Gemara assumes means the chotzer and nizik. That's a tight stayacha. The soda of the nizik. So if this chotzer belongs to Beryl, and you have Reuven and Shimon poured his peiris in the chotzer of Beryl, and Reuven Shoyer went and ate up his peiris, you did not chay al shame v'regel, because you need chotzer and nizik. This is not chotzer and nizik. So loy loze, if it means it belongs to a third person, so then you wouldn't be chayiv on shein v'regel. Elo pshita, loy loze, v'loy loze, elo dechad. It belongs to one. That's what it means. It doesn't belong to both of them. It belongs to one. Uketoni seifa, tam mishalem chatzi nezik, umud mishalem, Nezik Sholem, a tam pays chatzi nezik, and it belongs to one. So how does that stem? So this is going according to the Rabbonim, who are chaylik and Rab Talpin, the Omri Mishune Keren Bechotzer HaNezik. The mother says, Osan L'Rabbonim, so it's going according to the Rabbonim, with Eloy Lozeh, Eloy Lozeh, Elo Lechat, going according to the Rabbonos. Frag the Gemara, Reisher, Abtalfen, the Sefer, Rabbon, ah, Modern and Meisa. We have a Baraisa with four Bovis, and the top Bovis is going according to Abtalfen, and the bottom Bovis is going according to the Rabbonos. So the Gemara says, don't make an Isaac out of it, that fuck. The Omelei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, we have later, we're going to have a Mishnah also with a similar problem. Shinene Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, Chorif, Shvoik Masnisim V'Tor Basroi, don't rack your brains how to me miyashim, the bovis of the Mishnah. Listen to what I'm telling you. Reisha Rabtalfen V'Seifer Rabon. Yeah, that's what it is. Don't make any breidlach. That's it. It's different bovis according to different Tanoim. The Baba Rishayna that says, Chotzer HaNizik Yechayev Bakul, that's Rabtalfen. Eloilosev Elo Lechat is going according to Rabbona. And Machnish Kainasik. I hear a shtikel ha'ore. So be'etzem, we have the top Bava and the last Bava, which is a Machlekes. The top Bava is like Rabtalfen. The bottom Bava is like the Rabbon, Shalom Aishu. Okay, we'll buy that. It's not, we shouldn't feel that it can be. It could very well be. Fine. But L'chayre, why do we have such a, why didn't he say the same Lashon? That means the top Bava said, Chotzer HaNizik Chayev Bakel. Right? So the bottom Bava should have said, Chotzer HaNizik Shein V'Regel Chayev, And Tom pays Chatzin Nezik. He said, Loilozeh, V'loilozeh, Elo Lechad. He starts speaking up as a Turkish as a Leilo. If the whole purpose of the bottom Baraisa is, I'm a different person. You hold like this, I hold differently. Fine. We'll buy that. So say the same thing what he says and say the Halacha differently. He says, Chotzer HaNizik Chayev Bakul. Chotzer HaNizik, Karen, Karen pay, Tom pays Chatzin Nezik. Why did he say? No, but that's it's made the good, because this fourth Bava was said after the third Bava. Now, the third Bava said, Loze, Viloze, Chayev, Tom Chatzin Nezik. Why is Tom Chayev Chatzin Nezik? Because Loze, Loze, Lishvarim. That's a nice law. He says, dude, it's Lezev, Lezev, Yepotah, Shem, Veregel, but the canon, the Atam is Lezev, Lezev, when are you Chayiv, Tam, Chatzin, Nezik, Lezev, Lezev, then you Chayiv. If it wouldn't be Lezev, Lezev, then you'd be Chayiv, Nezik, Shalom, because the third Bava was a continuation of Rabtalfen, Shtik, Torah. So the Tana came, no. What you said before, the third Bava, you said, Afka Lazer Lazer Tam Pais Chatzin Nezik. I'll tell you, Loi Lazer V'Loi Lazer L'Chad, you also pay Chatzin Nezik. So the Lashon is very meduyik. He's going on what he said in the third Bava. You said you only pay Chatzin Nezik if it's Lazer Lazer. And I'm telling you, Afka Loi Lazer V'Lazer L'Chad, you also pay Chatzin Nezik. So he's going on Mamish on the last Bava, or else, why did he wait for the fourth Bava? He should have creaked on the second Bava. No, he waited, he told them the only time you pay, if it's Lazel Lazel, you don't pay, then you pay Chatzin Nezik. He told them no. And for the Lazel, you pay Chatzin Nezik. Let us see what Rashi says. Hello, the Chad Minay, Kloim the Nizik, Homel Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, Kama Gabe Chamisha Tamin, Shvoik Mas Nisan Bloy Titrach Lishnuye Kechatane, Vetoa Basroi, Beema Kebosi, Duke Ano Reisha Raftaf, Vesefer Rabono. The Rashi says, Vedalet Klolois, the Koma Rab Shemin. Dalet Klolois means there are four Gedorim in Hilchus Nezokin. Trei minayu b'chaduchte. So two of them are speaking about the same case, but it's four klolos. This is what Rabtafen holds, this is what Rabbi Kiva holds. This is what the Chachamim hold, Chad Kerab Taf or Chad Kerabon. Fine. Ravina Mishmei Derov Oma. Ravina Mishmei Derov said, Kulo Rab Tafani. No. We're not going to make that it's a machloikis, that's a big doichik. All four baraisis are going according to Rab Taf. Umay loilo ze the loilo ze. Loilo ze the loilo ze le peiris. Not both have shutfim and peiris. Elo de chad. One has shutfis and peiris. Lo ze ulo ze le shvorim. And both have shutfis and shvorim. The legabe shein havi lo chotzer hanizik, legabe keren havi lo rishus harabe. Now this is a moiridike chiddush, and Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam is choylik on this girse, he has a different girse. But let us see what Rashi says first. Elo dechad, the nizik, the legabi shein habichotzer anizik, v'chayiv hamazik beniske shein, sherei legabi peiris eino elo the nizik. It's only the nizik has his rishus. Legabi keren havi rishus harabim, sherei berishus hichnis shom shere. He has a light to bring in his share. Mishim hochi hu mishalim chatzi nezik v'suloi. That's a pace chatzi nezik. So, l'chayre pshat is like this. According to Rashi, if one person has a right to put his payers here, that means it's my Chotzer for Peiris. So then it seems Rashi held, you have a right to bring in Shvorim. But if this is my Chotzer for Peiris, you have to watch the Shvorim. That means this Shutfis that we have has to Shtim. It's for Peiris, this is mine, it's Meyuchet for me to put Peiris. So you can bring your share in, but don't tell me you can bring your share in, but Lagabi my payers, you have to watch my payers. The miyuchid le payers is matel achiu on the bala share to watch your share, because it's mine le payers. We heard before, if it's miyuchid le payers, that means it was Shufim for Peiris and Shvorim. So then we had a Machlekes Abzeir and Abaya. Abzeir didn't understand this. Isaac called a Chotzer Anizik. Everyone can put his Peiris. The Masi can also put his Peiris. So there the Gemara said, but the Masi doesn't have a right to bring in his Shoyer. The Gemara said, that means, Rabbi Zeira had a shtik teire. If Sai the Mazik and Sai the Nizik can keep their payers there, so there's a svara to say it's not called Steyach, it's not called Chotzer HaNizik. Why is it called Chotzer HaNizik? The Mazik can also keep his payers. So there, the whole Teres Abaye, the Teres, but it's called Chotzer HaNizik because the Mazik can bring a share. But, if it is a chotzer anizik, because only the nizik can hold his peiris, so then there is no, if the nizik has the exclusive right to hold his peiris, then even though you have a right to bring your shoyrin, but you have to take care of my peiris. That is l'cheiris shitas Rashi. But since I have a right to bring in my shoyr, someone else, I'm not chayv nezik sholem. L'gabi keren, this is called a reshus harabim. Ligabi shame v'regel, it's not called a reshus harabim. It's me, I have a right to keep my payers there. You watch your shirt. Ligabi my payers.
But Gabi Karen, it's called the Rishus Aram, because you and me, we both had a right to bring the shirt. Now let us see Taisvis, the third Taisvis on the Yomit. Loi loze, v'loi loze leperis, elo lechat. Now, Rabbeinu Tam Goris, Rabbeinu Tam did not pishim oifen like Rashi's Gilse, and he made a Gilse. Loi loze, v'loi loze lishforim, Elo peiris lechat. Helta maise. Loiloze veloiloze lishvorim. That means none of them have a right to bring a sherde. Le peiris lechat. So now, let's just ask a pertinent question before we go further. So vushtei tachto. No one has a right to bring in the sher. Shimon has a right to put his peiris there. And it says, you know what? That is chayiv an shem v'regel. Good morning. I mean, that's a posik in the, that's what mama should be a bistayacher. Shimon has a right to put his peiris there. Reuven has no right to bring his behemoth there. Is chayiv an shem v'regel. Good morning. So let's go a little further. Leila zeva, leila zeva lishvorim. The Gabi Shema v'chotzer anizik, shehizik peiris, that's poshit. Avo, Gabi Shvorim, avo lei keren b'shus harabin, kivin shloi hoyo lehem rishus likoneks. Now, this is a mouthful. Rabbi Natam said, amirat ikechidish. We're going according to Rab Tarfon. Rab Tarfon held that if a shoyer has no right to go into a rishus, you pay nezek sholem. If you have right to walk in a rishus rabbi, you have right to go. Good, we told the other, you watch the shoyer, he's mazik, you pay chatzi nezek. But you have no right whatsoever to go into a rishus, you pay nezek sholem. Here it says, loy lozeh, v'loy lozeh l'shvorim. Both of them don't have a right to bring in a shoyer. And you pay chatzi nezek. She know, and Rabbi Tam says it's like a Rishus Harabim. What comparison is there to Rishus Harabim? The whole lomdus of Rishus Harabim, I have a right that my shirt can walk this, I pay chatzi nezik. But if there's no right for my shirt to go whatsoever, so why do you pay chatzi shebei nezik sholem? So the teretz is a moira dike teretz. You're 100% right. I had no right to bring in my shirt. I got news for you. You had no right to bring in your shirt also. So don't jump down my neck and tell me, oh, Yeshua, you had no right to bring it in. So I'll tell you, Rabbi Yid, you also didn't have right to bring in your shayel. So Memele, if both had no right, that's equivalent to Rishus Aram, that both do have a right. That's the chiddush of the Rabbeinu Tam, which is Amoredike chiddush. It's Amoredike chiddush, and that's what the Mashal says over here. The similarity to Rishus Harabim is as follows. Rav Tarfon only said Karen pays Nezik Sholem b'shus ha-nizik if he had no right to enter, and he was Mazik Asher that had a right to be there. But if none of the Shvorim had a right, don't stop bouncing down my neck. I had no right to bring it here. You had no right to bring Yeshua here also. So Memele, if it was Mazik, we'll pay Chatzin Nezik. But now let's go further. V'loy garsinen k'moyshe kosu b'svorim lozeh u lozeh l'shvorim. We're not goyres lozeh lozeh, or Rashi is goyres. Din kain, he says, if it's speaking about that both of them have a right to bring the shvorim, k'abishen l'hoy lo l'choshev chotza nizik, k'ivin sh'yesh l'shus l'chol chad v'hach, v'chol chad v'chad l'hach nishom shoyroi. Kidemuchach la'el, the Gemara said that that's a little more for him for the two baraises. That the baraise that says your pot and sheva regel, speaking of zel, zel, shvarim. And so that's like a rishus harab. If you have a right to bring in the shvarim, it's like a rishus harab. So, be'emerson, here one could say there's a difference. Kidemuchach la'el. Before we were talking about that all lazel lazel peiris, So then we mentioned, so Rab Zeira said it's really not called Chatzan Nizik to begin with, because it's both of them's Lepeiris. So Abaye said, but it's called Biyad Steyacha, because Asher doesn't have any right to go with. But the minute it's Lezel Lezel Shvarim, so then it's not called Steyacha. So Rashi really, we said a Chilik according to Rashi. Rabbi Netam held there's no Chilik. So the Rabbi Netam, so if there's no Chilik, so why did the Gemara say Lezel Lezel? Lechad lepeiris, say afilu lezel lezel lepeiris. Loi boy look me lezel lezel lepeiris, loi lushvorim, loi ke Rab Zeira. He wanted to, Rab Zeira in Akashis, he wanted to go kone Rab Zeira also. Boy de lishne loi mash mochim, loi lozev, loi lozev. Lishvorim, and I should be medaik, that the deek doesn't go so good. It's this would be leilozev leilozev lishvorim ulozev lepeiris. Zut the gemara weiter. Let's finish the gemara. Ihochi arbo. So the gemara is, so according to Ravina's mahalach. So the Emerson, there's not four cases. If we'll examine these two halachas, which are in the fourth case, so I'm saying Yochayev and Chotzer Hashem Beregel, because it's a Chotzer Anizik. No, we had before already Yochayev and Hashem Beregel and Chotzer Anizik. Yochayev and Yipei Chati Nezik and Karen Tam, because it's Lezel Shvarim, according to Rashi. So we had this before also. So it's not four cases, it's three cases. And now we just gleaned, we made Lezel Lezel Lishvorim, Lechad Lepeiris, and which these cases we had before already, and with that, we made a fourth case, but it's not Abo Klolis. There's three Klolis. When we just took from these three Klolis, we made a Kugel, and we took Lezel Lezel Lishvorim, and then Lechad Lepeiris. So that's not four Klolis. Like the Gemara, Ihochi Arbo Shloishahave. There are three klolis, and this fourth case is you glean from the first three cases, he made a fourth case. Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, you write Shloisha klolis Barbo Mikoimis. But I'm based on these three klolis, but I can make four different types of Mikoimis. The halachas will be different. Let's see what Rashi says. Gimel klolos have it. V'hai klolos basre shamin elein mikamoi. V'kimin de lagav yishen avichotz anizik. V'amelei lemis nachai v'lashen. Otan lo reishe. Kol shu lushus v'nizik v'loi lemazik. Chai v'bakir. V'chai v'an yishen v'regol. Bekarim bechotzer hashutvim, otani lereishi, kain chotzer hashutvim, vahabike, alanegiche, alanegife, tamish almchatzinezik. So you don't have four klolis. This fourth case is repeating, gleaning two of the loches, which were said already before. So the Gemara says, shloisha klolis bedalad mekaimus. The Ein Kan Ella Gimel Dinim. You're 100% right. There's only three dinim. Bishus Anizik, Chayiv Bakel, Yechayiv Anshem Berek. Bishus Amazik, Potom Bikel. Bechotzer Hashutvim, Chayiv, Bechatzi Nezik Bekeren. Potom Al Hashem Berek. So all these things I know. Aval Arba Mekoymei Sein Shein Dinim Shova. There's two types of Chotzer Hashutvim. The Yesh Chotzer Hashutvim Shulchayev Al Hashem Kigoyin Dim Yuchedus Lachad Lepeiris Lashneim Lishvorim. So the Mele, there's two different types of Chotzer Hashutvim. One Chotzer Hashutvim is Chayev Anshein and Yipei Chatzi Nezik HaKeren. There's another Chotzer Hashutvim that Yipei Chatzi Nezik HaKeren and Yipotar Anshein. Just let's see, Toysus, the bottom Toysus. Yochi Abosh Loisha Habe. Bishloim alishmul demukirei shirab tarfen b'sefer rabbonam. It's a sefer lash b'sef tangas tifan alochas shashminu lafuk v'drab tarfen. אז רבינו לא צריך כלל, ולגבי שם, הבחוצר הנזק, שמיני מכל שיעור של סרניזק, וקרם בשוס הרבים, שמיני מחוצר השוטפים והביקה. Even though according to the רבינו תם, it's not so שמינו, but קרם בשוס הרבים means the שוטפים, and here means they both have rights, and here means none of them have rights, but somehow the Gemara compared these two.